The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Hey, we made it to Friday. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Friday, April 19th, 2024, Friday of the third week of Easter. In the Missal, it's liturgical year B, cycle 2. Friday is a day to pray the sorrowful mysteries of the Rosary. And our saint today is Saint Alphege of Canterbury. Born in 954, began his religious life in the Deerhurst Monastery, but later withdrew to live life as a hermit near Bath. He resumed community life and entered the Bath Monastery and became its abbot. At the age of 30, he was consecrated Bishop of Winchester. He was eventually elevated to England's See of Canterbury. In 1011, Canterbury was overrun by Danish invaders. They began to slaughter the townspeople, and Alphege presented himself to the Danes, declaring, "Spare those poor innocent victims, turn your fury against me." Alphege was consigned to a dungeon. An epidemic among the Danes frightened them into releasing him. Alphege obtained the healing of many victims of the epidemic by his prayers, but despite this, the Danes stoned and axed him to death at Greenwich in 1012. 11 years later, it was a Danish king, Canute, who would honorably transfer Alphege's body to Canterbury. Saint Alphege of Canterbury, pray for us. Let's offer this day to the Lord. Come, Holy Spirit, inflame our hearts with the longings of Christ's sacred heart so that we might truly offer our persons and works in union with Him for the salvation of the world. Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, we consecrate ourselves to your sacred heart and we offer ourselves with you to the Father in your holy sacrifice of the Mass. With our prayer, works, sufferings, and joys of this day, in reparation for our sins, and that your kingdom come. We especially pray for the Church throughout the world, for the Holy Father and his intentions, for the evangelization and conversion of the whole world, for our Bishop and his intentions, for our parish, and for our families and their needs. Listen to us, O Lord, through Christ your Son. Amen. And with Pope Francis, we pray that the dignity and immense value of women be recognized in every culture, and for the end of discrimination that they experience in different parts of the world. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask you for pardon of my sins and the grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. Today is the third Sunday of Easter, and in our Gospel, we see that after having experienced two appearances of the resurrected Lord, Peter convinces the others to go fishing. Now, little did they know that their fishing expedition will give them a new experience of abundance. They were fishing the whole night and they caught nothing. Then, when it was already dawn, Jesus was standing on the shore. But the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, have you caught anything to eat?" And they answered him, "No." So he said to them, "Cast the net over to the right side of the boat, and you will find something." So they cast it, and they were not able to pull it in because of the number of fish. They're amazed at the quantity and the quality of fish they catch. And the first one who realizes that it is the Lord is the disciple whom Jesus loved, the Apostle John. So he said to Peter, "It is the Lord." Now when Jesus is present, there is abundance, as we see in this gospel episode. He fills our emptiness just like he filled the emptiness of the disciples. Our Lord fills our lives with wonder, with blessings. And he always comes to the rescue at the right time. Just like in that other episode in the gospel, in the wedding party at Cana when they ran out of wine. And you see how Jesus converted water into 180 gallons of good wine. Or when he fed 5,000 plus people with even 12 baskets of food left over. So in today's gospel, we see that the whole night, the apostles' net was empty. But then with a word from you, Lord, the net is filled almost to bursting. Not only did they make an abundant catch of fish, now we see the apostles feasting with the breakfast prepared for them by our Lord himself, waiting for them on the shore of the Sea of Tiberias. They are filled with joy, with a sense of security, not only because their fishing expedition turned out well, but also because they realize the Lord is with them. Many times, we too can feel the need to ask the Lord not to walk away from our lives, because our doubts, our wounds, our concerns, they need to be aired in the light of His gaze. So Lord, we want to find you in everything that happens in our life, in good times and in bad. We want to be able to say like St. John, it is the Lord. Your presence, Lord, helps us to discover the beauty that is hidden in the different events and the different people that make up our lives. Sometimes we get frustrated when things don't turn out the way we planned, or if we have the impression that life has too many problems. At other times, we experience our own limitations more intensely. However, if we allow ourselves to be filled with the presence of Christ, we will not only find the consolation to cope with all of that, we will also be able to acquire that outlook that allows us to see the positive side, even the funny side of things and situations. Every time we place ourselves in your presence, Lord, please transform our sometimes gloomy outlook into a bright and thankful contemplation of everything around us. That's why, my friend, every now and then, let's try to fix our inner gaze on our Lord's face. And let's allow His light to radiate in our lives. We not only want to see the light of the Lord, but we also want to radiate that light of our Lord to those around us. It's for this reason that Saint Jose Maria, the founder of Opus Dei, taught us that beautiful prayer, which can be a spiritual slogan for us today. That prayer that goes like this: May I see with your eyes, my Jesus. So don't forget, my friend, that whoever goes with the Lord, even in the dark valleys of suffering, of uncertainty, and of human problems, that person feels secure. This reminds me of the story of the man whose hobby was growing roses. When he worked in his rose garden, he always whistled. It seemed to everyone that he was whistling much louder than was needed for his own enjoyment. Right? Doesn't that happen to you, that when you're happy, you end up whistling your favorite song? So, but in the case of this man, they thought that he's whistling much louder than what was needed for his enjoyment. So one day, a neighbor asked him why it was that he always whistled so loudly. So the man took the neighbor into his home to meet his wife. And the woman was not only an invalid, but she was completely blind as well. So the man, you see, was whistling not for his benefit, but rather for the benefit of his wife. He wanted his blind wife to know that he was just nearby, that she was not alone. And I thought that this story shows the significance of the affirmation, "It is the Lord." It reminds us that the experience of our Lord's presence reassures us. He is with us. That's the certainty that sustains us. And where our Lord is present, there is abundance, as we see in the experience of the apostles in today's gospel. The Lord always comes to the rescue. And that truth should influence the way we deal with everyday situations. That our Lord lights up the best and the worst moments of the day. That's the great light that illumines our lives, that impels us to continue courageously forward amid our personal difficulties and miseries. So beyond the small or even the great setbacks that a person faces, if that person lives close to Jesus, that person has a profound serenity. The same serenity that a child feels when in the middle of the dark, he is not overcome by fear because he knows that his Father is near. That's how St. John must have felt when Jesus appeared to them by the seashore and gave them an abundant catch of fish. And that made him say, "It is the Lord." But I guess that also happens to us daily. The Lord comes to us. Lord Jesus, you are present in our everyday affairs, but we have to purify our sight in order to contemplate you. We need good interior dispositions to see you passing by alongside us, in our suffering, in our work, in what appears to be failure, because at times we fail to recognize you, because our eyes are tired, our vision is clouded. But you know, Lord, how much we want to see you. Like St. John in today's Gospel, he sensed your presence and he declared, "It is the Lord." Well, people around us may be using the Lord's name right and left, Lord, 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 sometimes as a swear word when they are angry or simply as a thoughtless expression. But for us, in good times and in bad times, we want to be able to recognize the presence of the Lord, to be able to say, "It is the Lord," to say his name aloud as the answer to all that we're looking for, as the one whose presence will calm our soul. It is the Lord. There will be times when our lack of faith will make it difficult to discern the lovable face of Jesus. But it's precisely at that time that we should ask our Mother Mary for a clean heart, for a purified vision. Mary will help us in our struggle against anything that makes it difficult for us to see the Lord. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations that you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask your help to put them into effect. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my Guardian Angel, intercede for me.
If you want more of 10 Minutes with Jesus, you've got it at relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. We'll begin this day of prayer in just a few minutes on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Friday of the third week of Easter. I'm Paul Sadek, and we begin this liturgical day joining with the whole church as we're led by our friends at divineoffice.org in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
The Lord's is the earth and its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is he who set it on the seas, on the waters he made it firm.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? The man with clean hands and pure heart, who desires not worthless things, who has not sworn so as to deceive his neighbor.
The Lord is risen.
He shall receive blessings from the Lord and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek him. Seek the face of the God of Jacob.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
O gates, lift high your heads. Grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of Glory.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Who is the King of Glory? The Lord, the Mighty, the Valiant. The Lord, the Valiant in war.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
O gates, lift high your heads. Grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of Glory.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Who is he? The King of Glory. He, the Lord of armies. He is the King of Glory.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
I am worn out with crying, with longing for my God.
Alleluia.
I am worn out with crying, with longing for my God.
Alleluia.
Save me, O God, for the waters have risen to my neck. I have sunk into the mud of the deep, and there is no foothold. I have entered the waters of the deep, and the waves overwhelm me. I am wearied with all my crying. My throat is parched. My eyes are wasted away from looking for my God. More numerous than the hairs on my head are those who hate me without cause. Those who attack me with lies are too much for my strength. How can I restore what I have never stolen? O God, you know my sinful folly. My sins you can see. Let those who hope in you not be put to shame through me. Lord of hosts, let not those who seek you be dismayed through me. God of Israel, it is for you that I suffer taunts, that shame covers my face, that I have become a stranger to my brothers, an alien to my own mother's sons. I burn with zeal for your house, and taunts against you fall on me. When I afflict my soul with fasting, they make it a taunt against me. When I put on sackcloth in the morning, then they make me a byword. The gossip of men at the gates, the subject of drunkards' songs. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I am worn out with crying, with longing for my God.
Alleluia.
I needed food, and they gave me gall. I was parched with thirst, and they gave me vinegar.
Alleluia.
I needed food, and they gave me gall.
I was parched with thirst, and they gave me vinegar. Alleluia.
This is my prayer to you, my prayer for your favor. In your great love, answer me, O God, with your help that never fails. Rescue me from sinking in the mud. Save me from my foes. Save me from the waters of the deep, lest the waves overwhelm me. Do not let the deep engulf me, nor death close its mouth on me. Lord, answer, for your love is kind. In your compassion, turn towards me. Do not hide your face from your servant. Answer quickly, for I am in distress. Come close to my soul and redeem me. Ransom me, pressed by my foes. You know how they taunt and deride me. My oppressors are all before you. Taunts have broken my heart. I have reached the end of my strength. I looked in vain for compassion, for counselors. Not one could I find. For food, they gave me poison. In my thirst, they gave me vinegar to drink. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now. And will be forever. Amen. I needed food, and they gave me gall. I was parched with thirst, and they gave me vinegar. Alleluia.
Seek the Lord, and you will live. Alleluia.
Seek the Lord, and you will live. Alleluia.
As for me, in my poverty and pain, let your help, O God, lift me up. I will praise God's name with a song. I will glorify him with thanksgiving, a gift pleasing God more than oxen, more than beasts prepared for sacrifice. The poor, when they see it, will be glad, and God-seeking hearts will revive. For the Lord listens to the needy and does not spurn his servants in their chains. Let the heavens and the earth give him praise, the sea and all its living creatures. For God will bring help to Zion and rebuild the cities of Judah, and men shall dwell there in possession. The sons of his servants shall inherit it. Those who love his name shall dwell there. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. God, our Father, to show the way of salvation, you chose that the standard of the cross should go before us, and you fulfilled the ancient prophecies in Christ's Passover from death to life. Do not let us rouse your burning indignation by sin, but rather through the contemplation of his wounds. Make us burn with zeal for the honor of your church and with grateful love for you.
Seek the Lord, and you will live. Alleluia.
Christ Jesus, you have risen from the dead. Alleluia.
Let the heavens and the earth rejoice. Alleluia.
A reading from the book of Revelation. I, John, saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, wrapped in a cloud, with a rainbow about his head. His face shone like the sun, and his legs like pillars of fire. In his hand, he held a little scroll, which had been opened. He placed his right foot on the sea and his left foot on the land, and then gave a loud cry like the roar of a lion. When he cried out, the seven thunders raised their voices too. I was about to start writing when the seven thunders spoke. I heard a voice from heaven say, "Seal up what the seven thunders have spoken and do not write it down." Then the angel whom I saw standing on the sea and the land raised his right hand to heaven and took an oath by the one who lives forever and ever, who created heaven and earth and sea along with everything in them. There shall be no delay. When the time comes for the seventh angel to blow his trumpet, the mysterious plan of God, which he announced to his servants the prophets, shall be accomplished, in full. Then the voice which I heard from heaven spoke to me again and said, "Go, take the open scroll from the hand of the angel standing on the sea and on the land." I went up to the angel and said to him, "Give me the little scroll." He said to me, "Here, take it and eat it. It will be sour in your stomach, but in your mouth it will taste as sweet as honey." I took the little scroll from the angel's hand and ate it. In my mouth it tasted as sweet as honey, but when I swallowed it in my stomach, it turned sour. Then someone said to me, "You must prophesy again, for many people and nations, languages and kings." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
When the trumpet sounds, God will have accomplished the mysterious plan
which he announced to his servants the prophets. Alleluia.
Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky, and they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and majesty,
which he announced to his servants the prophets. Alleluia.
From a sermon by Saint Ephrem, Deacon. Death trampled our Lord underfoot, but he in his turn treated death as a high road for his own feet. He submitted to it, enduring it willingly, because by this means he would be able to destroy death in spite of itself. Death had its own way when our Lord went out from Jerusalem carrying his cross. But when, by a loud cry from that cross, he summoned the dead from the underworld, death was powerless to prevent it. Death slew him by means of the body, which he had assumed. That same body proved to be the weapon by which he conquered death. Concealed beneath the cloak of his manhood, his Godhead engaged death in combat, but in slaying our Lord, death itself was slain. It was able to kill natural human life, but was itself killed by the life that is above the nature of man. Death could not devour our Lord unless he possessed a body. Neither could hell swallow him up unless he bore our flesh. And so he came in search of a chariot in which to ride to the underworld. This chariot was the body which he received from the Virgin. In it, he invaded death's fortress, broke open its strong room, and scattered all its treasure. At length he came upon Eve, the mother of all the living. She was that vineyard whose enclosure her own hand had enabled death to violate, so that she could taste its fruit. Thus the mother of all the living became the source of death for every living creature. But in her stead, Mary grew up, a new vine in place of the old. Christ, the new life, dwelt within her. When death, with its customary impudence, came foraging for her mortal fruit, it encountered its own destruction in the hidden life that fruit contained. All unsuspecting, it swallowed him up, and in doing so released life itself and set free a multitude of men. He who was also the carpenter's glorious son set up his cross above death's all-consuming jaws and led the human race into the dwelling place of life. Since a tree had brought about the downfall of mankind, it was upon a tree that mankind crossed over to the realm of life. Bitter was the branch that had once grafted upon that ancient tree, but sweet the young shoot that has now been grafted in, the shoot in which we are meant to recognize the Lord whom no creature can resist. We give glory to you, Lord, who raised up your cross to span the jaws of death like a bridge by which souls might pass from the region of the dead to the land of the living. We give glory to you who put on the body of a single mortal man and made it the source of life for every other mortal man. You are incontestably alive. Your murderers sowed your living body in the earth as farmers sow grain, but it sprang up and yielded an abundant harvest of men raised from the dead. Come then, my brothers and sisters, let us offer our Lord the great and all-embracing sacrifice of our love, pouring out our treasury of hymns and prayers before him who offered his cross in sacrifice to God for the enrichment of us all. Death, where is your victory? Death, where is your sting? It is sin that gives death its sting. But thanks be to God, who has given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Alleluia.
We have the spirit of faith by which we believe that he who raised Jesus to life will also raise us up with Jesus.
But thanks be to God, who has given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Alleluia.
Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that we who have come to know the grace of the Lord's resurrection may, through the love of the Spirit, ourselves rise to newness of life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
The Bread of Life discourse continues in today's Gospel in just a few minutes on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Welcome back to Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Friday, April 19th, 2024. I'm Paul Sadek, and in today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, if you have faith in the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist, there is no mistaking what he's talking about. It's from the 6th chapter of the Gospel of John.
The Jews then disputed among themselves.
How can this man give us his flesh to eat?
Truly, truly I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who eats me will live because of me. This is the bread which came down from heaven, not such as the fathers ate and died. He who eats this bread will live forever.
This he said in the synagogue as he taught at Capernaum.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible courtesy of Falcon Picture Group, daily and Sunday Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. Well, we are never really alone. We have what is called the Communion of Saints. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 2, Lent and Eastertide. St. Paul refers in his writings to the fundamental event of his life, which we read about in today's first reading at Mass. It had remained forever ingrained in his mind. Then on his journey, when he was nearly at Damascus, a light from heaven shone suddenly about him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" "Who are you, Lord?" he asked. And he said, "I am Jesus, whom you persecute." In this first revelation, Jesus shows himself as personally and intimately united to his disciples whom Paul is persecuting. Later on, the doctrine of the mystical body of Christ, one of the central topics in his preaching, would show this profound unity among Christians on account of their being united to their head, who is Christ. If one part is suffering, all the rest suffer with it. If one part is treated with honor, all the rest find pleasure in it. This unbreakable faith in the union of the faithful with one another led the apostle to ask for prayers from the first Christians at Rome, whom he did not yet know personally, in order to be freed from the unbelievers he was going to meet in Judea. He always felt very united with his brothers in the faith, whom he always addressed as saints in his letters. Paul and Timothy, servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are at Philippi. From the earliest times of the church, Christians have professed as one of the principal truths of the faith in the Apostles' Creed, I believe in the communion of saints. It consists in a community of spiritual qualities, of spiritual possessions from which everyone benefits. It is not a sharing in worldly benefits of a natural, cultural, or artistic nature, but a community of imperishable goods with which we can offer one another help of an incalculable value. Today, offering our Lord our work, our prayer, our joy, and our difficulties, we can do an immense good to people who are far from us and to the entire church. Live a special communion of saints, and in the moments of interior struggle, just as in the hours of professional work, each of you will feel the joy and the strength of not being alone. Saint Teresa, aware of the destruction caused by Protestant errors in the church, knew also of the support we can give one another. The things of God's service are so bad, she said, that those of us who do serve Him have to stand back in order to make progress at all. This doctrine was always practiced throughout the history of the church. What does the communion of saints mean for us in practice? It means that all of us who are united in Christ, the saints in heaven, the souls in purgatory, and we upon earth, must be mindful of the needs of one another. The saints must love the souls whom God loves. The love that the blessed in heaven have for the souls in purgatory and the souls on earth is not a passive love. We might call it an active, hungry love. The saints long to help onward to heaven all souls whose precious value they now realize as never before. And if the prayer of a good man on earth has power with God, there is no estimating the power of the prayers which the saints offer for us. They are God's heroes, His intimate friends and familiars. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. It's available at your local Catholic bookstore. Let's continue praying. We join the whole church. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Lord, wash away my guilt. Alleluia.
Lord, wash away my guilt. Alleluia.
Have mercy on me, God, in your kindness. In your compassion, blot out my offense. O wash me more and more from my guilt, and cleanse me from my sin.
My offenses, truly, I know them. My sin is always before me. Against you, you alone have I sinned. What is evil in your sight, I have done.
That you may be justified when you give sentence, and be without reproach when you judge. O see, in guilt I was born. A sinner was I conceived.
Indeed, you love truth in the heart, then in the secret of my heart teach me wisdom. O purify me, then I shall be clean. O wash me, I shall be whiter than snow.
Make me hear rejoicing and gladness, that the bones you have crushed may revive. From my sins turn away your face, and blot out all my guilt.
A pure heart create for me, O God, but a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, nor deprive me of your Holy Spirit.
Give me again the joy of your help. With a spirit of fervor, sustain me, that I may teach transgressors your ways, and sinners may return to you.
Oh, rescue me, God, my helper, and my tongue shall ring out your goodness. Oh, Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise.
For in sacrifice you take no delight. Burnt offering from me you would refuse. My sacrifice, a contrite spirit, a humbled, contrite heart, you will not spurn.
In your goodness, show favor to Zion, rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will be pleased with lawful sacrifice, holocaust offered on your altar.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Father, he who knew no sin was made sin for us, to save us and restore us to your friendship. Look upon our contrite heart and afflicted spirit, and heal our troubled conscience, so that in joy and strength of the Holy Spirit, we may proclaim your praise and glory before all the nations.
Lord, wash away my guilt. Alleluia.
Christ bore our sins in his own body as he hung upon the cross. Alleluia.
Christ bore our sins in his own body as he hung upon the cross. Alleluia.
Let my eyes stream with tears day and night without rest over the great destruction which overwhelms the virgin daughter of my people, over her incurable wound.
If I walk out into the field, look, those slain by the sword. If I enter the city, look, those consumed by hunger. Even the prophet and the priest forage in a land they know not.
Have you cast Judah off completely? Is Zion loathsome to you? Why have you struck us a blow that cannot be healed?
We wait for peace to no avail, for a time of healing, but terror comes instead. We recognize, O Lord, our wickedness, the guilt of our fathers, that we have sinned against you.
For your name's sake, spurn us not, disgrace us not the throne of your glory. Remember your covenant with us, and break it not.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning.
Is now, and will be forever. Amen. Christ bore our sins in his own body as he hung upon the cross. Alleluia.
Come into the Lord's presence, singing for joy. Alleluia.
Come into the Lord's presence, singing for joy. Alleluia.
Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him, singing for joy.
Know that he, the Lord, is God. He made us. We belong to him. We are his people, the sheep of his flock.
Go within his gates, giving thanks. Enter his courts with songs of praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name.
Indeed, how good is the Lord, eternal his merciful love. He is faithful from age to age.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. With joy and gladness we cry out to you, Lord, and ask you, open our hearts to sing your praises and announce your goodness and truth.
Let us pray. God, devoted to us as a father, you created us as a sign of your power and elected us, your people, to show your goodness. Accept the thanks your children offer, that all men may enter your courts, praising you in song.
Come into the Lord's presence, singing for joy. Alleluia. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The God of our fathers has raised up Jesus, whom you put to death, hanging him on a tree. He whom God has exalted at his right hand as ruler and savior is to bring repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. We testify to this. So too does the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
He hung upon the cross for us.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood shall live in me, and I in him. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood shall live in me, and I in him. Alleluia. Let us pray to God the Father, who gave us new life through the risen Christ. Give us the glory of your Son. Lord our God, your mighty works have revealed your eternal plan. You created the earth, and you are faithful in every generation.
Hear us, Father of mercy.
Give us the glory of your Son. Purify our hearts with your truth, and guide them in the way of holiness,
so that we may do what is pleasing in your sight. Give us the glory of your Son.
Let your face shine upon us,
that we may be freed from sin and filled with your plenty.
Give us the glory of your Son. You gave the apostles the peace of Christ.
Grant peace to your people and to the whole world.
Give us the glory of your Son. And now we offer the intentions of our own hearts. Let us pray to the Lord.
Give us the glory of your Son. Let us again offer our praise to God and pray in the words of Christ.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil.
Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that we who have come to know the grace of the Lord's resurrection may, through the love of the Spirit, ourselves rise to newness of life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
The weekend is right around the corner, and if you keep your eyes open, you'll find all kinds of ways to make it holy. Morning Air is coming up in just a few minutes. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the Relevant Radio app. Go out and make this a great day and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.